Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
This week in the House was all about the man who wasn't there. Returning via Japan from the APEC summit in Vladivostok, the Prime Minister was conspicuous by his absence from all three question times. A disappointment to opposition leader David Shearer, who wanted to ask Mr. Key whether he stood by a statement he had made about the Reading Recovery Program. Exercising its right to transfer questions to other ministers, the government had redirected the question to the Minister of Education, prompting this protest from Mr. Shearer.
If I am not able to ask the Prime Minister or the Acting Prime Minister the question that I originally intended and to hold him to account, respectfully, sir, I withdraw my question.
The opposition leader was supported by his shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
It is our view that it becomes a farce if this Parliament, if oppositions of this members of this Parliament cannot ask the Prime Minister whether he stands by his statements.
Further protests from Mr. Mallard and his colleagues drew an angry response from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
Let me be blunt. If the Labour Party feels I've been tough on them today, some of the interjections I've had to tolerate today coming across from the second bench of the Labour Party have been totally unacceptable. I've chosen to ignore them because I don't want to be seen to be picking on one side of the House. But, what's good for the goose has got to be good for the gander.
And the gander turned out to be Bill English, as the Speaker sought to even the score after this question from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
This question to the Minister of Finance and asks, what did he mean when he said that there is, and I quote him, a level of discomfort about the high level of the New Zealand dollar, end of quotes, in answer to question two yesterday?
The Honourable Bill English.
The Finance Minister could not have been more succinct.
Mr. Speaker, I meant what I said.
Lockwood Smith was not amused.
There is a genuine interest in this issue. I believe this House deserves better from the Minister of Finance. The Honourable Bill English.
But the Finance Minister wouldn't budge.
Well, Mr. Speaker, point of order. I object to being forced by the Speaker to give an answer more than what I am willing, able and can justify giving. I've never seen this happen in the House before.
The Speaker could at least agree with that.
He's seen me push a minister harder than he's seen any other Speaker ever push a minister.
But Lockwood Smith then let Mr. English take refuge behind the excuse that an answer could not be given in the public interest, prompting this protest from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
I don't believe that the Minister made any claims that it was not in the public interest not to answer the question. I accept you may be trying to interpolate that, but I think actually we need to hear from the Minister. If he's arguing it's not in the public interest to answer, I believe he needs to say that.
Well, I interpreted what he said as alleging it wasn't in the public interest to expand further on that answer.
Bill English eventually relented after Mr. Peters modified his question to focus on the ideal level for the dollar.
I don't have in mind, and I don't think anyone has in mind, a particular level. Either way, we can't pick the exchange rate. We don't try to pick the exchange rate. We get on with making our exporters as competitive as they possibly can.
Mr. English then took a break while his colleague, Stephen Joyce, stepped up to answer questions for the Prime Minister on Thursday, when Labour's Deputy Leader, Grant Robertson, had this one for Mr. Key.
Does he stand by his reported statement of 1 May 2012 that if the Honourable John Banks had lied over a donation from kin.com, then he would be sacked from Cabinet?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce on behalf of the Prime Minister.
On behalf of the Prime Minister, I stand by my repeated statements to this House that my Chief of Staff sought and received an assurance from Mr. Banks that he had fully complied with the requirements of the Local Electoral Act in respect of donations.
Holding to that line, Mr. Joyce led the government in blocking Labour's attempts to table the police files providing the ammunition for their questions. Although the Speaker ruled that the documents themselves did not justify a snap debate, he did leave the door open for an urgent debate next week on the closure of schools in Christchurch, announced just before the sitting began on Thursday. Mr. Joyce, meanwhile, found himself speaking for both John Key and Bill English on Thursday.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance, the Reserve Bank this morning issued its monetary policy statement for September, which kept the official cash rate unchanged at 2.5%.
Mr. Joyce was updating the Chamber there on news delivered earlier in the day by retiring Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard in his farewell briefing to the Finance and Expenditure Committee, while the Minister of Statistics, Maurice Williamson, made this announcement on Tuesday.
Following the cancellation of the census last year because of the earthquake, sir, I'm happy to tell the House we're now less than 6 months away from the next census, which will be held on the 5th of March 2013.
Parliament's back at 2 on Tuesday. Wednesday's a Members' Day. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.